Hey, I'm Jeffrey Reed, one of the directors of the Lifeway Kids team here in Nashville, Tennessee. Welcome to our Lifeway Kids podcast. We love being able to talk to experts in the area of kids ministry, both those on our team and those around the country. In 2014, we had some amazing guests at our kids ministry conference, and we wanted to share their wisdom with you in the hopes that it might help you better reach kids and families for Christ. So here's an excerpt from one of our video casts done on the floor of the conference center in 2014. Hi, I'm Jeffrey Reed. We're here at Lifeway's Kids Ministry Conference in Nashville, here with Meredith Teasley, who has had a lot of experience in children's ministry, and probably one area of focus, we'd say you're an expert, is probably in helping kidmen leaders understand how to establish cred in a leadership, from a leadership standpoint. And it's really a difficult concept for people new to children's ministry, because you go into children's ministry thinking it's just about the kids, and I'm good with kids. So you have a lot of people that have misconceptions about what really it means to be a good children's ministry, not just kidmen leader, but a leader of others and adults, and there's all sorts of groups that we lead. So for someone starting out in children's ministry, what are the first things that they should establish to establish credibility with those that they serve and work with?
Well, I think in terms of volunteers, it's so important for those people to feel valued and to know that they have a role in the ministry as well, that it's not just your ministry, but it's really a team effort. And I think one of the most helpful practical things to do is to find when you're brand new, to find those top 5 to 7 volunteers and really to sit down with them and say, okay, tell me just a couple of things. One of those things being, what are some things that you see in this children's ministry that are going well? And then at the same time, what are some things that you feel like we're struggling with or our weaknesses? And those two questions alone can really go a long way, because it starts a conversation and it says, hey, I want to hear what you have to say about the ministry. It also allows you to say, here's my vision, here's where I'd love to go with this ministry. And it gives you a great picture of where things stand when you're a brand new leader, because you know what people think is going really well and what people think is not going so well. And then you can take those things and kind of move the train forward as you begin to implement changes and things, because you kind of know where people stand and they really feel valued because you sat down, asked their opinion about things, told them how much you value their part on the team, and you're ready to keep going.
That's one group of people. What would your advice be to someone that's trying to establish credibility with parents who they may not have a lot of contact with and a lot of time with them? How can they establish credibility as a new kidmen leader with the parents they serve?
You know, there's really a lot of things that we can do to establish credibility. For me, I went into a church as a 25-year-old single female, so I felt like I had zero credibility with parents. And it really started by recognizing that I was brought in for a reason, that there were people on church staff that were excited about the experience that I brought to the table, that even if you're not a parent, you still bring valuable experience through whatever you've been through in life, whether you've just been a babysitter or you have a background in accounting or you served in a different role on church staff. You can be a resource to those parents. So I think it starts with really being confident in that. And then it's getting to know the parents and the kids, helping them see that you have their child's best interests in mind, that you're looking out for safety, that you're there not just to run a program, but to really get to know them and to get to know their kids. And I think parents need to see our heart. They need to see that we are excited about the gospel. We're excited about sharing the gospel with kids. And that church is a place where we don't just play games or babysit, but it's a place where we want to see lives changed.
Let's say you've offered some advice on what they should do to establish cred. What are some things, if you had a kid ministry person in front of you, they've just decided, God's called them into children's ministry, they've never done it before, no experience, or maybe a little experience, that would be odd to have none and then be called to it. What would you tell them? Say, here are some things you need to avoid, the most common mistakes as far as leadership goes in children's ministry. Here are some things you need to avoid. What would those things be?
Well, I think one of the biggest ones is changing everything at one time. We often hear, you know, don't go in and change everything at once, but you walk in and you see, okay, this and this and this really need some changes, so you want to just go ahead and do it. So I think avoiding that by stepping back, evaluating, asking lots of questions, saying, okay, if we did change this, what would we replace it with? Or what's something we could implement instead? Or how is this change going to affect all of these different volunteers or these kids? So rather than changing everything at once, taking it a little bit more slowly. And I think also just coming in and saying, hey, I know what I'm doing and I'm just going to make it happen. It's great to be confident, but it's important to ask questions, to be willing to take feedback from parents, from your volunteers or from fellow staff members, and really take that feedback, listen to it, and then go and do the things that need to be done.
Cool. That's awesome. I know there are a lot of, you could probably spend an hour saying, here's what you should avoid. Stepping out of the professional side of kids ministry, give us one nugget of here's what you should do personally as a Kidmin leader to that will shore you up in the long haul as far as building trust in the people you work with, credibility with other leaders, with parents. What is the one thing you would say, here's what you need to make sure you're handling personally to a kid, to a new Kidmin person?
I would say don't neglect yourself and your personal walk with the Lord. We hear it said that you can't give what you don't have. And so it's so important for you to remember that first and foremost, you're called to be a child of God. After that, you may be called to be a parent or a child of your earthly parents, or whatever other roles you fill, but don't neglect yourself and your role as a child of God because you have all these different jobs to do. And I think when we are focusing on being the person that God has called us to be, He's going to allow us to establish that credibility with people, and He's going to use us for big things, but it's going to mean that we put first things first, which is our relationship with Him.
Awesome. And that's said so much. It's heard a lot, but I don't know if leaders take it to heart, but it really is critical. It would be okay if what you just said is said at the beginning of every leadership session or children's ministry conference that any Kidmin leader ever goes to. You've got to walk with Christ fervently in order for you to lead kids and your church as a Kidmin leader. So thanks, Meredith Easley, for being with us at the Kidmin conference. You guys take care. Thanks so much for listening. This is Jeffrey Reed with the Lifeway Kids team here in Nashville, hoping that God will use you in ways bigger than you can imagine to reach more kids and families than you ever thought possible with the hope of Jesus Christ. Take care.